Yeah, The Magic Flute is a very special show for me. It was my very, very first opera role, and I had no idea I was even interested in opera. I had never seen one live. I think I might have seen maybe one scene of Madame Butterfly on PBS once in my childhood, and that was my whole experience with opera. I met the directors of the Hot Springs Music Festival, who created it years and years ago, Laura and Richard Rosenberg, and I grew up in Hot Springs, and so I met them and I wanted their advice on where I should go to college. And I was a flutist then. And so I went and played flute for them. And I went over to their house and they gave me some advice about places that they thought I would thrive as a flutist. And as I was going out to my car after visiting with them, I started singing to myself this Debussy song, Bonsoir, which I'm actually going to sing on this program. Started singing that song to myself because that's what I did back then. And I still do. I'm in public. I just start singing. I don't even know I'm doing it. But they called me right when I got home and said, "We didn't know you could sing. You have to come back and sing for us." So I sang for them and they offered me the role in their English language version of The Magic Flute that summer of 2003. And I was 18 years old and never sang in opera, never saw an opera. And I said, "Sure, why not? I'll sing in your opera." And that was my very first experience. I couldn't believe how fun it was. I wanted to do it all my life, and now I get to.
Well, that's pretty amazing. That was circuitous, because exactly. It was the first opera you ever sang in, and now it's your Met debut.
Exactly. It's wonderful how life comes full circle.
Now, tell us about, it's a very intimate concert, and a theme is the natural state, so it's a very diverse repertoire, and I'd love to hear about how that all came together and how you feel the song cycles that you chose go together.
Yes. I loved curating this program. Because I'm from Arkansas, I have a huge love of nature, and I thought, okay, I can sing anything I want, which is wonderful when you're asked to do a recital. Usually it's just like, okay, just come and sing whatever you'd like, which is a wonderful freedom. So when I was thinking about, okay, what kind of program should I do? I live in Houston now, and what I miss most in Houston is the seasons, the changing of the seasons. And I always loved fall and the changing of the leaves, and I thought, oh, it's going to be so beautiful when I come to this recital. So I was already in that state of mind, and I have a great love for Arkansas. I don't think there's anywhere else that would have been better for me to grow up in. So I decided to choose some cornerstone songs. The first songs that really jumped out at me are by David Ashley White, who has been the director of the Moores School of Music for many years, I believe 14 years. He wrote a song cycle called The Peace of Wild Things. It touched my heart so, gosh, in such a special way. I knew I had to perform some of those songs. And so my favorite songs of his had to do with nature and had to do with transformation as far as nature goes. And so, and then the rest kind of fell into place. We have some winter songs, all about Christmas, from Debussy and Ravel. And we have some spring songs that have to do with Berlioz. We have some more French, Chaminade. And one of my favorite languages to sing in is French. And so I decided that the program should be mostly French and English, since those are my favorites.
and it's very different to sing in a setting where it's a soloist with an accompaniment and versus a role in an opera. And I would love to hear how you approach those roles differently.
Absolutely. There's so much more freedom in preparing a recital. I love doing opera, and I love the drama of it. I love the sets. I love the costumes. There's a lot less artistic control because you're part of a bigger whole. So, you know, when the Met asks me to come and do Second Lady, I have a prescribed role that I will do. I know exactly, I actually know the production I'm going to be in, so I know what my costume's going to look like. I know what the director is going to ask of me, and it's my job to fit into that larger vision. When I'm asked to do a recital, an incredible freedom because not only do I get to choose my repertoire, I get to choose the people I work with. Anne Rye will be working with me on piano. So I get to choose my collaborators and I get to choose the vision. It's like an actor saying, well, what I really want to do is direct. as a recitalist, you really get to direct yourself. Yeah, it's a wonderful amount of freedom. And I love doing recitals for that reason.
Well, thanks so much. What a pleasure to talk to you and hear an in-studio performance.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
University of Arkansas alumna Sarah Mesko, mezzo-soprano, making her Metropolitan Opera debut this season in Mozart's The Magic Flute. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note here on KUIF. Sarah Mesko presents an Honors College House Concert Thursday, October 6th from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Honors Student Lounge of Gearhart Hall. That's room 130. It's a free concert, but you do need to RSVP. Go to honorscollege.uark.edu to find that RSVP form. Let's hear Sarah Mesko perform inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio right now, along with accompanist Anne Rye. They'll be performing a little Berlioz. Let's hear a little more from Sarah Mesko about this piece.
Yeah, this Berlioz piece is one of my favorites. It's from Nuit d'été, which is more popularly known in its orchestral format, but it's really beautiful with piano as well. And this is the Villanelle from that piece. And it's just wonderful, all about spring, and the poetry is beautiful, and about new love and being excited about life. And musically, of course, it's charming. I love it. So this is the Berlioz Villanelle from Les Nuits d'été.
Quand viendra la saison nouvelle, quand auront disparu les froids, tous les deux nous irons, ma belle, pour cueillir le muguet au bois. Revenons rapportant des fraises.